ProFlowRadio.com.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxheat.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Yeah. You know?
Hit it with Fofo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hey, yes. How are you today?
Okay. Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Okay, so I've listened to your music and everything, so you know you got some extreme talent, and I was
amazed.
Oh, you good? I was amazed to see that you were from Ohio too. So it was just crazy.
But, right.
All right, Emily. I'm on the phone with Emily Keener. Now, Emily is out of Cleveland area, correct? Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, I'm just west of Cleveland.
All right, Emily. Now, if you don't mind, can you tell people that are listening where they can find you at on the internet? Like, what's the best place they can get your all your official everything?
Where you can go is emilykeener.com, and you spell Keener, K-E-E-N-E-R. It's got links to everything on there. I got my music on iTunes and Amazon, and it's got links to my Facebook page for updates on what's next and everything like that. So that's the place to go.
Okay, now I'm really excited because I got a chance to check you out before I got, you know, got a chance to talk to you on the phone, and I was able to listen to your music, and, you know, I'm a hip-hop artist to a certain extent, but I was able to listen to your music, and it really inspired me because it was so real and so just, like, natural.
Thank you.
It's all good. I got your information about you from MuseArt. Gloria from MuseArt, she told me that she had met you guys through a TV show. What's going on with the TV show? Like, can you give me information about how they met you?
Sure. It all started when I won a songwriting contest for this organization called Constituting America. You can go to their website and see my music video of the song there. I won the award for Best Middle School Song. And after all the video shoots and the documentaries, I was invited to come on the Mike Huckabee Show on Fox News.
Mike Huckabee,
so
wow.
It was really, really crazy. So we flew all the way to New York, stayed there for the weekend, we taped the show. And Pat Melfi, one of the founders of MuseArt, he saw me performing on the show. And, he got in contact with me, and he asked me to record one the theme song of MuseArt, which is the song Each One, Teach One. And I recorded it, and they loved it, and I was selected to be one of the MuseArt kids.
Wow. Wow, so they called you after they saw you on TV?
Right.
Wow, so now, this TV experience, being on Fox News and all, flying to New York, how was that for you?
It was very overwhelming at first. Like, I walked into that studio, it was like, oh my God, there's like cameras and lights everywhere. It's completely new to me, but it was a lot of fun. I'm really glad I got to go do that.
That's an amazing story. A lot of people, that's like a dream come true. People get on a TV show alone and then receive a call to be in a tour. You know, it's kind of amazing. That's great. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah, really crazy.
Specifically, like, your music now, how long you been doing it?
I'm playing guitar for about 2 years, and I've been, I started my career about a year ago. I started playing out, writing music, and doing everything like that. So it's been fun.
What got you started?
What got me started was we moved way out in the country west of Cleveland, and I met a local singer-songwriter artist. And he basically taught me everything that I know right now about songwriting. And I was really inspired by what he was doing locally. And it really inspired me to become the musician that I am today.
Well, it seems like you picked up fast. You said 2 years. So, well, my audience doesn't know that you're 13 years old. So to me, you seem like somewhat of a natural, as they would say. Because, you know, it's just really, really good music. But how have you had a good reception from people around you about what you're doing?
Yes, I mean, everybody in my family and my friends are very supportive about what I'm doing, and locally around here, I get a lot of good feedback from my fans and everything like that. I'm invited to new places, meeting new musicians who want to help me out and everything like that, and it's really nice to have those kind of people who want to help me get where I want to be.
Now, do you have any kind of music that the audience could listen to, like online or buy at least?
Yes, I do. So I have my music on iTunes and Amazon and ReverbNation.com. I have a bunch of my original music on there. And hopefully by the fall, I'm going to have a new full-length album out. And that will be online shortly after that. So that's going to be coming up soon, too.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Now, if you don't mind me asking, I'm not really familiar with all the details of how each student is involved with MuseArt, but are you going to be part of the tour?
Yes, I am. I'm really excited because the tour is going to basically be about inspiring parents and kids to see the possibilities of what can happen when there's a lot of music and creative arts being taught in the public schools. And it's going to be a 20-city tour. It's going to be
At the age of 13, did you ever think that you would get this opportunity so fast?
Never. It's crazy. I just went from playing my guitar in my bedroom to, you know, I'm going to 20 different cities. That's kind of a big jump there.
Are you nervous at all?
Yeah. I'm excited. As long as I'm up on stage and I'm out there doing what I love, I'm just fine. So I'm really excited.
Okay. So where can you see yourself with your music career? What do you want to do with it?
I would like to be a professional singer-songwriter, get down to Nashville, do all I can to, you know, share my music with the world because it makes people pretty happy around here to, you know, hear me play my music, and it makes me feel good when I can share that with other people. So definitely right. Like to do that on a larger scale, hopefully.
All right. Well, I feel a lot like you. You know, I'm kind of new at this myself, and, you know, I would just advise to enjoy yourself and be confident with what you have because you got something good, you know. They can't really take that from you. And when you get on stage, you're going to see that, you know. So all you got to do is just roll with it, you know. What advice do you have What advice do you have to the youth that are, you know, I guess looking for what they want to do with themselves in their world? And, you know, there's a lot of things going on as a child. They say that you're dealing with probably like more things than we are as adults, you know, just trying to grow up and find yourself and deal with school and you know, just the future in itself. So what advice do you have considering where you're coming from?
I would say always be confident in who you are. Never try to be something that you're not, even though you think you might want to be that person. Be the person that you're comfortable with. And even if you're not, even if you're not famous yet, you still got a lot of years to go. So, just keep working hard and keep getting out there. Keep being the person you love being. And people like that. People like it when you're genuine. People like it when you're true to yourself. So either way, that's going to get you far in life. So no matter what you're going to do, be true to yourself.
Definitely. Now, so you're in seventh grade right now. You sound like an adult. You know,
yeah.
you have a very good head on your shoulders. Very mature. You sound very confident too. Honestly, now your mother, of course, has a big role to play in that. The relationship that you have in relation to the business and listening to her. Can you comment on your mother's input on your career?
It's been like a really long road, and she's been with me the whole time. Like. When I was starting writing my songs, I'd come up there and I'd show her a song and she'd help me with it because I was still learning how to write. She'd tell me if she thought that sounded good or not. She's like my experimental audience whenever I was, you know, trying out a new song. And now we're kind of like a team. Like, she's my roadie and we go around to gigs and stuff. She helps me set up. She does all my web design. She sells my CDs and, you know, it's really cool.
Yeah, she definitely books your interviews too, so that's what's up. She's been very instrumental, and I appreciate her. I wanted to make sure I just brought light to that because, you know, a lot of people don't have support, and it makes all the difference. So if anybody's listening, that's got somebody that can support, they need to do that.
You know what? I just want to say something about Muse Art really quick. You know, growing up, my dad played the guitar a lot. Like, there was always music. There's always singing, always music in my house. And I believe with Muse Art, if I'm helping out with that, then that means I can give other kids the opportunity to have music in their life as constantly as I did. And that's what was my main inspiration for becoming the musician that I am right now, is having that, being surrounded by that kind of music. And I think if we put that more into the public schools, kids can have a little bit more of an experience like that, and I would want that for everybody. So help out with Muse Art all you can. Go to museartworld.org, donate. All the donations go right to the cause, and you know, I'm really excited about helping out, and I hope everyone else is too, because it's really a great cause.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of it myself. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk with you. You know, it's impressive. I've talked with a lot of different young students because of this Muse Art program, and you guys have just showed me a lot of different ways to enhance myself. You know, I'm a 31-year-old man. I've been pursuing my dreams and my career under some different eyes as well. So, you know, and I'm just like you guys, just got thrown into it overnight. So, you know, more power to you. You're going to be okay. Just keep doing what you do and listen to your parents, because they know what they're doing. But aside from that, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to basically throw a shout out to anybody you wanted to, just in case you wanted to do that.
I just want to say thanks to everyone here in Ohio, because I love everyone. Everyone is like a big family over here. They're so helpful. They love me, and they're looking out for me, and I really appreciate it. So to all you guys, know who you are, just thank you. The website is emilykeener.com. That's K-E-E-N-E-R, emilykeener.com. There's links to everything up there. That's the place to go.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow M4 Radio.